Hey, what's up, everybody? You're listening to the Enterprise Architecture Radio. If you're thinking about organizational complexity and agility, if you're concerned about operational efficiencies and thinking of taking it to the next level, if managing innovation is one of your priorities, you've come to the right place. On this podcast, we talk about all of that and more. It's a jungle out there, and we'll attempt to navigate this jungle of frameworks, methods, and most importantly, enterprise architecture in practice. I was reading a State of Enterprise Architecture report published by a company called BizDesign. It's a report that was created by surveying 1,000 enterprise architecture professionals and related stakeholders across Europe, North America, and the rest of the world. And some demographics about the survey was that 51% of the respondents were enterprise architects, solution architects, business architects, and information architects. And CIOs accounted for about 31% of the respondents. Overall, 35% of respondents said they oversaw their organization's enterprise architecture approach and strategy or directly managed enterprise architecture professionals. And the findings were, well, interesting. Not generating a lot of hope, but interesting nevertheless. So I decided, why not discuss the state of enterprise architecture as looked at by BizDesign across the world? And this is a cross-section of the general perspective of the industry. So let's talk about that. To some of the questions, such as the mission and value of enterprise architecture functions are understood and valued by organizations, or EA development process is well-defined, or EA deliverables are current and relevant, or we have sufficiently trained business knowledgeable enterprise architecture practitioners, or EA helps align IT investments with long-term strategy, or we use an EA management tool that supports the governed collaborative design, or stakeholders across the business can easily find the EA information and insights. The results were not very good. From 16 to 25% of the people strongly agreed that enterprise architecture is helpful. 30 to 44% of the people somewhat agreed that enterprise architecture is helpful. So, to be really honest, I think we can do a lot better when it comes to enterprise architecture and its branding and its value to the business than what it is at this point in time. As far as EA maturity score is concerned, there is a mean of enterprise architecture maturity, and they've compared each industry against that mean or average. And technology and computers industry is 14% higher than the mean. Retails, consumer durables, and electronics industry is 11% higher than the mean. Software industry is 9% higher than the mean. Insurance industry is 5% higher than the mean. Consultancy, etc., like Gartner and Forrester, etc., are 4% higher than the mean. And then we have utilities, transportation, telecommunications, and internet, and healthcare and pharmaceuticals, which are 2% to 4% higher than the mean, which essentially means that their enterprise architecture maturity is slightly higher than the average enterprise architecture maturity across the industry. Healthcare and pharmaceuticals is 2% higher than the average maturity level of the industry. And then manufacturing and banks and financial services industry are lower than the mean, 1 to 2%. And then government and education industry are 7 to 8% lower than the average enterprise architecture maturity across the industry. When asked how often do C-level executives and board members consume enterprise architecture content, and this is only to those 1,000 enterprise architecture professionals, we have two pieces of data for that question. One by the enterprise architecture leaders, which means those organizations that have a mature enterprise architecture practice. And they said that 28% of the C-level executives accessed enterprise architecture content on a daily or a weekly basis, 36% on a monthly basis, 32% on less than a monthly basis, and only 4% never. So organizations that have a mature enterprise architecture content, leaders and C-level executives access EA content more frequently. On the other hand, when asked the same question to the laggards, which means those organizations that do not have an enterprise architecture practice, a mature enterprise architecture practice, they said that 47% of C-level executives and board members did not access the EA content ever. 44% accessed less than regularly than a month, less than on a monthly basis. Only 8% accessed it on a monthly basis, and only 1% accessed it on a daily basis. To the question as to if an organization uses an enterprise architecture management tool, only 27% of the respondents of the survey used an enterprise architecture management tool. 23% somewhat agreed that they use a tool that does collaborative design and adheres to industry standards. 22% somewhat disagreed, and 28% disagreed that they use an enterprise architecture management tool. There was one more question that said, which IT benefits does EA program currently deliver? And there were categories such as improved IT investment decisions or improved service orientation, rationalized less costly application portfolio, reduced risk and cost of unsupported technology, improved information management and security, and so on and so forth. Number of questions actually. And the responses ranged from 12 to 34% when it comes to people who agreed that enterprise architecture does deliver IT benefits. Actually, improved talent management is one area which is a bit of an outlier. 30% of the people disagree that there is any improved talent management because of enterprise architecture. Only 12% of the people think that it delivers any value. All the other categories ranged between 22 to 34% when it comes to agreed that they deliver value. And 7 to 13% of the people completely disagreed that enterprise architecture does deliver any value. And the rest of the respondents ranged between somewhat disagreed to somewhat agreed. I'm also seeing a similar response when it comes to business outcomes supported by enterprise architecture. 20 to 30% of the people agree that enterprise architecture delivers business outcome, and about 9 to 14% completely disagree that it delivers any value to business outcome. And the rest of the numbers range from somewhat disagree to somewhat agreed. Now, there are a number of questions in this survey, and I'm not going to cover all of those questions, but I'm only focusing on the important ones. And for a detailed study, I will post the link to the survey in my show notes. One more important question that was asked was emerging technology competencies enterprise architecture teams need to invest in to be more effective. And 41% of the respondents thought that data strategy and data management is one area where EA should focus on. API and integration technologies was 36%. Cloud came third at 32%. Data analytics, surprisingly, was number four at 28%. Microservices and containers was 26%. Digital customer experience was 23%. Business process management was 21%. Artificial intelligence and machine learning was way low at 19%, surprisingly, with ChatGPT making so much of a fuss these days. I think those numbers are going to improve in 2023. Low-code applications was at 14%, robotic process automation 14%, no-code applications development platforms were 10%, blockchain was 8%, marketing automation was 5%, and then 1% for the rest of the emerging technologies. And then finally, there's one more thing that I wanted to talk about, which is top priorities to improve enterprise architecture impact in 2022. 56% of the respondents thought that enterprise architecture needs to improve the communication about how EA delivers value to the business. That was 56%. 50% of the people think that enterprise architecture development process needs to improve adoption. 41% of the people thought that they need to deliver more strategic insights to support senior management with strategy and investment decisions. 33% thought that they need to get more active support from the senior management for EA. So convince the senior leadership about the value of EA and get their support. 32% thought that more investment is required in EA resources, training, and certification. 29% thought that they need to improve ease of access to published EA outputs and encourage wider adoption by all stakeholders and especially business people. And 23% thought that they need to implement an enterprise architecture management platform or tool and upgrade the existing management platform to better to meet their needs. So that's essentially the State of Enterprise Architecture report published by BizDesign. Mind you, these are questions being asked to enterprise architecture professionals, which essentially means that the respondents of the survey have some form of an enterprise architecture practice within the organization. Now, I'm yet to see a survey that talks about the entire industry and gives me a number as to how many organizations are out there that actually do have an enterprise architecture practice. Now, I've worked for a number of organizations, obviously, and I've worked for software services companies. I've worked for product companies like Microsoft. I've worked for a financial services company, and now currently I'm working for a healthcare company. And I'm not sure how I would rate these organizations as having an enterprise architecture practice. I mean, of course, my previous organization, financial services organization, did have a enterprise architecture practice, and my current organization also has one, but I'm not entirely sure how mature we are as compared to the overall industry. So, you know, it would be really, really interesting to see a survey that is a cross-section of the industry as a whole and that asks industry leaders or organizational leaders whether they have an enterprise architecture practice within the organization and how mature it is. So I would like to know how popular an enterprise architecture practice is. Now, when you ask an enterprise architecture professional whether EA helps or not, the probability of them saying that yes, it does is generally higher. So I see that, I see this report and it's very useful, and I will publish the link to the report in the show notes. But you have to understand that I feel personally that this report is a little bit biased because the respondents of the survey are actually enterprise architecture practitioners. What I would really like to see is what does the industry think about enterprise architecture? And to be very honest, I think enterprise architecture is not doing as well as I had hoped that it would. I mean, I started my enterprise architecture career about 12 years ago, and the potential that it has to contribute to the industry, to contribute to the organization when it comes to business outcomes is immense. And I've been talking to people and I've been writing blogs and I've started this podcast with that very purpose to help people understand what enterprise architecture is and how it delivers value for not just IT outcomes, but also business outcomes. And in my heart of hearts, I really hope that people do understand the value of enterprise architecture, because the times that we are going to see in the future are extremely turbulent. And I talk about all these different subjects around enterprise architecture, whether it's data fabric or whether it's artificial intelligence or machine learning or metaverse or all the new technologies that are coming, all the disruptive new business processes, new technologies that are coming in the future and managing them. And I think that a matured enterprise architecture practice within an organization can keep an eye on the technology horizon, can keep an eye on the new business innovation horizon, and link things together to truly leverage the new breakthroughs that are happening in the industry. I would really like to talk to the people, and I would really like that this Enterprise Architecture Radio, this podcast of mine, becomes a kind of a linchpin to bring together people who are interested in the subject to talk about it, to learn enterprise architecture, people who are starting off their career as enterprise architects, learn enterprise architecture well and grow to become C-level executives in the future, and And having that enterprise architecture perspective or enterprise architecture knowledge in their kitty, I think it'll help them run their organization better, lead the organization better, manage these disruptive breakthroughs that are happening in the industry as a whole, and add value to the overall organizational growth and mature the industry as a whole. That's all I have for you today, folks. I hope you enjoyed the show. More about organizational agility, innovation, and enterprise architecture in the practical world, in the business, right here on the show. But before I end the show, I want you to help me out with this one little thing. Pause the show and share this podcast via WhatsApp or text message with at least one person who might be interested in the show. It could be anyone, your colleague, your boss, someone in your team. That's all I ask. Just one share with one message via text or WhatsApp or any social media of your choice. And it would go a long way in supporting this podcast and growing this listener base. Also, please don't forget to follow the podcast. That way, you'll get notified when we publish a new episode. If you want to find out more about us, you can find us at enterprisearchitectureradio.com. If you have ideas, thoughts, disagreements, please feel free to write to me directly. We also have a Telegram group if you would like to contribute to the EA discussions or what have you. Just search for Enterprise Architecture Radio on Telegram. Well, the URL to join the group is https://t.me/enterprisearchitectureradio. While our contact details are there in the show notes, we are very easy to find. Just search for Enterprise Architecture Radio anywhere. Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, even Discord. Once again, I hope you had fun, and I'll see you in the next one.